Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hello, everyone. Johnny B. here.
Johnny B. Well, here we are in the second hour already.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just flying by today.
Yeah, it is.
Always does for some reason.
Nice and smooth. All right. Well, let's get all smooth and head down to Venice, Louisiana and see what's up with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. Everything's fine.
Getting ready to go to the gym.
Go to the gym?
Yeah. I've been full of red fishing for about the last 6-7 days.
Oh, that gym. Had red fishing school of hard knocks.
Yeah. Well, and yesterday, we got into a big school. Well, it was a very big school because it was probably miles of them in the backside came up yesterday, and which they've been around a little bit all week, but they come in with vengeance yesterday.
Oh.
And the customer said, let's tackle a few of them. I said, all right. First one, we fought for about 25 minutes and broke him off. The next one, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes, finally put him in a boat. Fought another one for about 45 minutes, got him in a boat. Broke a couple more off, and finally they hollered, Uncle.
Yeah.
He said, let's tackle. So there they were.
And y'all did.
Yeah. I watched one boat, and I guarantee they fought that fish for over an hour. I guess evidently they must have really light tackle, which, you know, my tackle's light. My stuff ain't real heavy. I mean, I fish with medium, you know, heavy rods, but you know, most all my reels just 3,000. So, I definitely got my drags worked on yesterday. That's for sure. But I mean, I don't know how many of them just bit the cork off. I mean, I don't know what they were on. They was on a mission. I can tell you that, because they was doing some eating. Never caught a bull red yesterday. Not one.
Really?
Nope. They moved. I guess them jacks run them off. I don't know. Now, they were caught yesterday in different places, but where I started at yesterday, I went back to the same place I was the day before, and it was Bull Red City. But I guess they run them off. I don't know. So I got to go do some different looking this morning.
Did you catch any slots?
No, we didn't even fish for them. So, you know, if you're fishing for slots here right now, you better be in that river.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that for sure. And, man, our tide is so extreme. So, y'all?
Yeah, we're bulled up again.
Yeah, but the low side of it's scary. I mean, it's like a November day. I mean, ain't nothing but mud showing.
Right. It's a swing.
I mean, a big one. So, Sunday, my radio got over on to 16 for some reason or another. I don't know why. Wasn't paying attention, all of a sudden Coast Guard started coming on. I bet I heard over 25 distress calls Sunday. People run aground.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Which, you know, we got a lot of local people fishing, which I say local, Louisiana people coming down here to fish. Boat ramps are just a nightmare. A lot of out-of-state people bring their own boats and stuff. And, you know, it's not a not a fun place to be if you don't know this area, especially with this low water we're having.
You know, people that hadn't fished in a while, they have no idea with this COVID thing.
No.
This whole virus all year, how it's really put everybody into the outdoors and all the fishing pressure going on. I mean, coast-wide, from here to Florida.
Yeah. I know.
And all the Texas lakes.
Yeah, crazy deal. It's like everybody talking about how many crappie there was. Man, we have a huge crappie run this year. I said, no, you didn't. You had a huge run of crappie fishermen is what you had.
Mm-hmm.
People that hadn't been crappie fishing in years went crappie fishing.
Well, and I'm hearing, you know, from Dearman and people like that up on Rayburn that it knocked a dent in their crappie populations. All the people that were putting it on them all year long.
Right. No, that grass is such a big protection for them crappie.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to grow up and get, you know, big enough to be keepers. And so that's like the rat reds here. You know, it is crazy the amount of rat reds here. I mean, you just about stop anywhere and catch a right red.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the future's bright. So, and there are a few trout being caught. I think the wind's been a bigger factor. We've had wind pretty much on us all week and straight out of the east.
Yeah.
So, I think that's been a factor. But I did see two or three boats out of limit trout yesterday, and I saw where they come from. They come from up the Empire Way, so. They's behind something up there, you know, protection.
With the east wind.
Yeah. So,
that's what we've been pulling over here, too, east winds.
I mean, like yesterday, it got blowing yesterday.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like 20, 25.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's blowing.
That's blowing. You put that east wind on that outgoing tide, there's some interesting things going on. I'm telling you, yes. And that was another thing. You know, us having to fight them fish at long, a lot of it had to do with the current. Because I went by some pylons, and while we were fighting one of them, I was just drifting. But, I mean, I was drifting nearly 3 miles an hour, so that tells you how strong it was.
Yeah, that's so strong.
That, you know, that's a lot of current to fight Jack Revell in, so, or even a Bull Red. I mean, it's just gives him that much more advantage. We fought one of the first ones we fought so long yesterday, and there's an older gentleman, his wife, I guess, had just followed everybody out in an aluminum boat. I think he was from Tennessee or somewhere. I think that's what was on that boat. And like I said, there's a few pylons around there where we was catching them Bull Reds and them Jacks. Well, they tied up to one of them. Well, I was power pole down, and they was 75, 80 yards away from me. And I asked a customer, I said, that fish over there towards that boat? He said, yeah, he's over. I think he's under that boat. I said, no, he ain't that far over. And I got up on the deck, looked at his reel, and I said, whoa, you are out there a long ways. He's supposed to be a boat. By the time that gentleman over, he went waving at me. And he was pointing down, and the fish was under his boat. So I got off fire pole and got on trolling motor and went towards him. And he got untied and got away from it. We got him around the piling. And then I went back trying to get away from that piling. Well, that fish took off again. I turned around and looked. Old man done tied back up that piling. And he said, I think he's in my prop. But he went to trimming up, showing up. He was in the prop.
Oh, boy.
Just, you know, common sense is all you need, but it's all good. It was just a Jack Revell, so.
Just a nasty jackfish.
I've seen people throwing live shrimp at Jack Revell just to put that one in your hat. I mean, all you had to do is throw a stick out there with a hook on it.
Yeah, just throw a bear hook out there.
Oh, absolutely.
When they're that thick and, man, in a frenzy, they'll hit anything that moves.
Well, what I've been doing all week is we've been drifting through them Bull Reds. You know, just get above the slicks and just drift back through them.
Uh-huh.
And when you run out of bites, turn around and go back. Well, as soon as customers start fishing, I throw a chatterbait out behind the boat instead of sticking a rod holder. And I mean, most time I'm going to hook one on every trip, so I'll let the customer bite that one. And he looked at me yesterday morning. He said, "Well, why ain't you throwing that chatterbait out there?" I said, "Because I want to keep it." I said, "I ain't throwing these $5 baits out there for Jacks."
Not for Jacks.
I said, "Well, it'd be a lot easier on that conventional rod and reel." I said, "Yeah, but I ain't losing my bait." So, kid, you wouldn't believe what I got. I ain't gonna bring it up. It's old school. Well, them sure enough rods. So.
And, one of them sure enough rods.
Yeah, one of them old ones.
Yeah.
And I got it for cobia. I keep it on my boat, cobia fishing. And it's got a 4,500 on it. It's a machine. You can put some pressure on a fish with it. So.
You can lean on them with that stick.
Yeah, lean on them. But other than that, that's about it. Like I said, just about 90% of the fleet's bull red fishing right now. That's what everybody's down to for. So, or it's keeper fishing. I really couldn't tell you because I hadn't been fooling with my mother and them trout I saw yesterday, and they had two or three redfish. But, you know, it's that up there where they're going, you're not going to catch a whole lot of redfish up there anyhow. So,
no, that's trout country.
Trout country. So, offshore boats have been down for the last 3-4 days. I mean, it's blowed that hard here.
Kept them in.
And so, and they've been catching them behind them boats when they can go, but, man, I guess last Sunday, I went to the end of the river last Sunday. I did keep your fish last Sunday, and I went down there to the end where everybody else has been there. And, man, I could not believe how rough that water was out there and that swell that was coming over the jetty. And then shrimp boats were headed out into it. I'm going, man, tougher than I am. But, I mean, you know, they got planers and stuff, so. But still, that's a rough sea to be trawling in.
Well, I got to pay the bills. I got to eat, man.
Oh, it's like everybody else, you know. It's dodging corona and hurricanes this year. It's just been a nightmare. So.
Well, hopefully we're out of the woods on all that mess.
I guess. I saw that. Were they?
Hurricanes, that is.
Well,
let me specify.
I don't think it's going to get here. But.
Oh, that Epsilon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out in the Atlantic. I look for that thing to spin off.
Back to the east.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Get these fronts in and just steer it on out into the Atlantic and let it fizzle out.
Well, I'm ready for a front, I'll tell you.
You and me both.
On the horizon?
Yeah, we got two or three coming up here pretty quick. We got... let's see, we got a weak one coming in Saturday for here. That'll put Sunday for you. And then next week, we got a pretty good one coming in on Tuesday. Looks like in the afternoon. And then another one over the weekend on Friday and Saturday. So we're going to have, looks like the low Saturday morning's 52 here with a high of 71. That's fall weather right there.
You talking about on Halloween Day?
Yeah, is that Halloween? Trick or treat? Yeah. That's right. It is. Saturday will be
Youth
Halloween.
Weekend, Youth weekend.
Well, I remember when the kids were small, we took them trick or treating one night. We just, I took them right down the road and out there on the bay where we live, and we just went to a subdivision, and old Pete and I sat in his Suburban and just kind of watched those kids go from house to house. It was like, man, it had to be blowing 30 miles an hour, and it was in the 30s. It was cold. Them kids wanted to go anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drizzling rain. It was nasty.
I don't think we'll ever see that again. But
no, that was a cold Halloween. I remember that one.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about just kids going door to door, too.
Oh, yeah. Those days are gone.
Yep. So what a shame.
I'm telling you.
But I told my grandkids just do a lottery and see who I'm going to hunt with that weekend. So,
there you go.
I'm going to get to hunt youth weekend this year.
Good. Good for you. All right, Mike. Well, hope you run across them old redfish today and get away from them nasty jacks.
They done told me last night.
They don't want no more of that.
No, they said, hey, just keep on driving them, the jacks. I said,
Well, there you go. All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to come over and give you a call about fishing, give them a number, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
RJ's Hunting and Fishing. Sounds good enough to me. All right, bud.
Later.
Mike, have a good one. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, Mickey. Have a good
one. All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 523 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down G-Town way and let's check in with Captain James Plogg. Little Rat, what's up?
Yo, man, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not a lot. How you doing this morning, man?
Across the old bay here, buddy.
Can't stop, won't stop.
It ain't too bad. It's pretty nice this morning.
Yeah.
Less than 10, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Tide's super high, dude. It's all the way up on my concrete.
Well, it's going to flush out today. We got like a, I don't know what you'd call it, a one tide, a low at 3:34 p.m. So
yeah, it smokes out, man. It looks like a river going out.
Yeah, you're going to go from a 2.0 this morning to a 0.1 this evening. So
yeah, it's going to smoke out.
It's going to dump.
Mickey, we're catching them pretty good, man, but it's all morning. Yesterday was the first day, I thought yesterday, that, you know, we had a little bite up into the morning, you know, before that tide started smoking. And that actually got pretty good there for a while. But when it starts running, it's tough to get bites. Water temperature 77.3 right now coming across here. But they're catching them pretty good in the mornings, man. You know, you land on top of them, you whack them out pretty good. Nice fish, you know, a lot better than fish that are pulling your drag, dude. You ain't like the poppy man. Man, we better measure that one. It ain't none of that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. They're all 18, 21-inch fish. Occasional 4-pounder, you know.
Right.
So, I'm pretty happy. Now, look, man, you know, I don't know if you drive all over the world go to catching them. I'm catching them in about 3 or 4 spots. But actually, on the way home yesterday, after I talked to you, I stopped at a bunch of little old nook cranny stuff. And we caught one or two or something everywhere we stopped. Caught a nice flounder about 19 inches. So, we pegged those fish all the way home yesterday.
Well, that's
not
good.
Too bad. Catching everything on tails, that shrimp, sea shad, and a little John, and a red and white sea shad also, old school, you know, regular old red and white in the mornings. Red and white seems to be pretty good for that sun comes up. When the sun comes up, you know, something white, you like that shrimp color, seems to be the best. And they're all under these mullet, they're all under slicks. I mean, it looks just like the summer. We ain't doing nothing. It looks just like summertime. But if you ain't, you know, even yesterday, you know, before I talked to you, they, you know, I pulled up on a little place and the mullet was there. I said, man, let's make a pass through here. And I caught a fish and I said, man, I'm going to sit here a minute just to see what was going on. And I just put the hook out and they went to slicking all in front of us. It took about 5 minutes. All of a sudden, boom, they went to biting. They didn't bite very long. It did about 20 minutes. You know, you get a bite, lose the fish, catch a fish. I think we caught like 14 right there. And then it faded away. But if you don't see that, eh, you pretty much got problems.
Got problems.
You're pretty much struggling.
I got a little struggle going.
So, we'll see, man. I hate going to the well every day, but maybe. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But it's pretty out here right now.
Well, that's good.
So, it ain't bad, Mickey. It's, you know, I think everything's going to get better when it gets colder. Looks like, hey, that front, I got to looking this morning. That front ain't going to make it till Wednesday. I looked at like 6 different weather deals. And buoy weather and fish weather, they got it actually Wednesday, like actually midday Wednesday.
Yeah.
The only reason I looked at it, the guys I got for Tuesday were about canceling, about the weather. I said, man, I don't know about the weather for Tuesday. So I looked at it this morning, and no, it is not going to make it. Not that I see, unless it's
so that up. Week that week front ain't going to get here.
No, the week one is coming like this weekend, it's coming. But the big one next week that was going to be here Tuesday,
yeah,
it ain't getting here till Wednesday. The one next week is the real one. This is, I mean, this is a, this one's okay, but that one Wednesday, it's a pretty good one. I got like 20 to 25 knots and that kind of stuff. It's going to smoke.
Right.
But it was coming Tuesday. I thought the only day we had was Monday, but you're going to get Monday and Tuesday in, and then
got you.
Wednesday, not too good.
Well.
But I got something for us to do. That's not a problem. Let her blow. I don't care. As long as it don't rain. Hey, on one of them tees, that north wind will bit her back. We can crush one.
Yeah. Just let it eat.
Yeah, I'm so used to hitting out there at Moody's. You're always hitting it about 18 mile an hour south wind, so I really don't know how far I'm hitting it.
Well, you just, you got to hit a, use a different swing in that wind, you know, with a lot of, not a big backswing and not a lot of follow through.
Tee it
low and put it back in your stance and let her eat.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like hitting them to the right, buddy. I was going to go hit yesterday for a little while, and I ended up having to go pick my boat up, and Robert called me and said, man, they found something else wrong. Come tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Isn't it always something?
Oh, yeah. I don't need nothing like that. He phased me. I just turned around. Actually, I turned around and went swimming. That's what I did. So, but it'd be ready today or tomorrow. No big deal.
Well, I'll tell you, you're definitely a spark plug. I don't know where you get all of your energy, man, but I'm just going, God, I'd give anything to go back 10 years and feel like that again.
Oh, Mickey, I'm tired right now. I'm tired right now.
Well, I couldn't tell playing golf with you the other day. Man, you had an extra spring in your step.
Oh, I felt good. We'll feel good.
Yeah, you did.
Too.
Yeah.
I feel good. I think I got a tooth problem, though. I got to go to work on it.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to be good. But, no, overall, Mickey, fishing's good. I can't complain. I mean, I could miss them real easy. That's the only problem. I could sure miss them. If they ain't where I've been getting them or they don't bite, you're pretty much in struggle mode.
Yeah, I understand. Struggle's
nice
real.
They're all full of big old shad, dude. They're all full of big hand-sized shad, every one of them. So whenever I'm fishing, they're not biting. They're already done. I don't know what time they're biting, but it ain't when I'm there. We get a little nibble, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
So.
I'm not worried. I just need some cooler weather. Bring it on. I'm ready for some. Got to get some fronts in here. Change things
man,
up.
How hot was it Tuesday? It was hot out there, man.
Well, it's just so muggy. The humidity was so bad. You know, I had a lot of fog up my way yesterday morning.
Yeah,
did y'all have any of that down there?
No, Mickey, we ended up with a pretty hard northeast wind is what we ended up with.
Right.
Decent. And then right before the sun come up, you feel that little cool, and I can see that wind shift. I said, man, that's just come straight out of northeast. And it never was completely friendly yesterday. It white capped most of the day out of the northeast. And finally, it swung around out of east-northeast.
Yeah.
But it wasn't slick by no means. But no fog. But I could see it. I could see it to the southwest of me, big old fog bank down there. My guy said, is that rain? It's some kind of fog.
Yeah, that's where you're getting that cool air where that northeast was off of me up there.
It was. That's exactly.
Anahuac and Chambers County all over our way. We had quite a bit of fog early. It burned off pretty quick, though.
How many times I've left Galveston going to your house or going to back East Bay, you draw that line right there at Smith Point, and all of a sudden you see that wind switch, you smell that march.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, used to when we smelled that, it wasn't when you was going to get them, it was how many you were going to get.
How many you were going to get. That's exactly right. When I'd round that corner.
It's like, that's like, I hope the water ain't muddy.
True.
Oh, man. We'd come around that corner at Dow's and like, oh, man, we're going to pocket. This would be lock and load.
Yep, and it would be.
It would be, buddy. All right,
well,
man,
we'll get her back. Well, hey, man, put her on a step. Go get you sports, and I'll talk to you later. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number, plug.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306, and I'll call you when I hit the dock.
All right, bud. Well, hey.
You got it, brother.
Stay with him. All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 538 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to G-Town and let's get tuned up with old Shark Boy this morning, old Sharky Marquez, my man. Sharky, what's up?
Good morning, man. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
I'm ready to slay some fish, man. Woo! That music gets me going. I'm like, you know, I'm ready this morning. I'm tuned in. I'm dialed in. At least I feel like I am.
Right.
Until I get out there and, you know, then I'm like, what the heck? These fish aren't, but they're supposed to be here. What's going on?
I know.
Now I'm confident.
Laugh of a fisherman.
That's it. Right.
Here today and gone tomorrow, man. You never know.
That's it. Well, at least we got some low winds today, and looks like we're going to have pretty much some nice weather. And, man, I'm really looking forward to a cold front, Nikki. I'm just waiting down here.
Oh, me and you both, man. I'm
quarter-ounce jig heads. I'm just patiently waiting.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to do all I can, man, but it's the weather gods will not listen to me.
Send them down, man. Send them down here and tell them to freeze us out for a day or two.
You know what's going to happen? We're just going to go from summer to winter. There's not going to be any fall. It's just all of a sudden we're going to wake up and it's just winter.
Freaking
seen that
snowed
a million times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, yeah. And then I'll be complaining, saying, Mickey, give me 2 months. I'll be, when's the warm weather coming back? I'm cold out here, man.
We're never happy. It's either too hot or too cold.
You're right. We're some complaining, you know.
We are, man. We're deplorables.
I think it's an excuse, you know, just to be able to make yourself feel better about having rough days on the water, you know.
That's
well, that comes freaking. Wish it was warmer. Or wish it was colder. But shoot, Mickey, I tell you what, we've been still just sitting on top of those redfish out there.
Y'all been on a rubber lip fest, man.
Ooh, man, I am redfished out, but it's always always awesome smoking them big old redfish, man. They give such a good fight and good head shakes and all that for the client.
Yeah, but customers love that.
I am ready for some platies. So I got the artillery ready. I've got the jig heads. I've got the gulp. I've got, you know, I got it all waiting for a little cold front. We've been catching a few here and there. You know, we had a good 4-pounder the other day,
ooh,
about 3 days ago.
Hey, did you see it in the Fish Sticks tournament?
That 8 pounds?
Yeah, it was almost 9 pounds. It was like 8 3/4. It was now that's a doormat right there, bud. That was a
doormat.
Fish.
That is a doormat, and I'll tell you what, that fish in the winter is, you know, 10 pound plus.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hog of a fish right there. Whew. And he smoked him on artificial is from what I can get from it, I guess, on a down south lure. So
that's good.
That's cool. That's super cool.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
well,
they're out there.
You know, if a flounder had a bigger stomach, I don't think I'd you talk about some ankle biters.
You ain't kidding, man.
I mean, they got that little old bitty stomach, but yet they can gorge. I mean, I've cleaned flounder before, and they had a big old mullet rolled up in their stomach. How they
I don't know.
I'm
talking horse mullet.
I have seen
horse mullet. You couldn't even imagine their mouth opening up that big, and they got a 10-12-inch mullet down there. I mean, it's nuts.
I had a guy one time wade fishing years ago. We were on the east shoreline of Trinity Bay, and he foul hooked a mullet.
Uh-huh.
And with a mirror lure, and he started heading back to the boat. I said, where are you going? He said, hey, I'm going to put this on a line and hang it out of the boat while we're wade fishing.
Oh, come on.
I said, well, I don't know. Well, maybe you'll catch a big trout or a big red on it. I don't know. Do your thing.
Yeah.
So he goes back and he gets another rod out, and he throws it out behind the boat and puts it in a rod holder, gets back out and comes down and wades with us. We're catching trout. And I looked down, that rod's bent over the back of the boat. Not even 5 minutes later, I said, man, you got a fish on that rod down there. So he takes off, goes back to the boat, reels it in, had a 7-pound flounder on it, ate that big old horse mullet that he foul hooked.
That
is about that?
That is nuts. Man, I've seen some crazy stuff in the stomach. You know, I've seen palm-sized piggy perch. And,
oh, yeah.
Man, I tell you what, that's a bait you really don't want to underestimate. You get you a dozen piggy perch during the flounder run. You clip those, clip that top, those top dorsal fins, and send it out there and fish that thing just like a mullet. And by golly, I tell you what, them flounder go nuts over a good live piggy. Us fishermen are weird, aren't we? We're like, you know, there's so many different ways to catch a
whatever
one,
it takes,
one fish, you know? I mean, and there's no better or worse way to do it as long as that fish eats, you know? That's all I care about.
Well,
I love an artificial bite, you know? And everybody says, man, Sharky, you're a pretty hardcore bait fisherman, huh? I'm like, man, I'm going to tell you what, I throw a sock at them if it eat a sock. I don't care what I catch that fish on.
Hey, if they're eating butterflies, I'm getting a net. I'm going to catch butterflies.
That's right. I'm going down to Moody Gardens with a big old net, and I'm going to spend the day catching bait, you know? Man.
Makes the world go round. That's it.
That's it. Well, what do you think? You think we're going to get a cold front next week?
They're saying that. Don't hold my feet to the fire on anything when it comes to predicting weather this year. Especially 2020, you know.
We might have a tsunami next week for all we know. Who knows?
We could, you know. Hell, it could snow at Thanksgiving this year, and it wouldn't surprise me, you know. But I would like to see some cooler weather for, you know, hunting season coming up.
Yeah.
Give the deer hunters a break. I know the bow hunters, they've been suffering through it. They're probably sitting up in a tree in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, you know, waiting on the deer to come by. It's been hot, man.
A tank top, you know.
Yeah, I mean, tank top and shorts and flip-flops on up in a tree.
Oh, it's nuts. It's nuts, the weather we got going on. Well,
have y'all caught anything strange? Or are y'all still catching any sharks? Or they kind of slowed up on y'all or what?
We have been hooking a few sharks here and there, a couple little, you know, 3-foot black tips, little spinner sharks, nothing absolutely crazy. I know old Limit Out Lance popped himself a nice Kobe at the jetties last week.
Limit Out Lance.
Limit Out Lance. It was No Limit Lance, and I said, man, Lance, I don't think people are going to, book a charter with No Limit Lance, you know. We might not have changed that. So now we call him Limit Out Lance, and man, he's been crushing. This is his first year with us, and man, I've known him for about 8 years, but he's been crushing the fish, man. He's been crushing them, and he whacked himself a daggum cobia.
The boy's on a roll.
The North Jetties the other day. So
heck yeah,
that's a weird catch this time of year. You know,
yeah,
let alone
is.
This time of year.
Well, it just tells you what kind of year it's been. You know.
Yeah. I said, that's a daggum 2020 fish, isn't it? Right there,
That's it.
October, cobia, you know.
All right, Sharky. Well, look, man, if somebody wants to get hooked up down at Outcast and come on down to G-Town and do it up, throw them out some info.
Absolutely. Well, come out and see us, guys. Man, you can check out our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages and pricing right now. Our number one trip is our combination trip. It's half heavy, half light tackle. We include everything, man. Rods, reels, gas, tackle, bait. Fillet the fish at the end. Just show up and have a good time with us. And definitely get you a new – we actually just dropped our new website for Monster Fishing. For fishing apparel, we have hats, shirts, buffs, face masks, all that fun stuff. So that's Monster, M-O-N-S-T-A, fishing, F-I-S-H-I-N.com. Use your code AM610 for a sweet little discount. So
That'll
we appreciate
work.
All those people who listen to us every
you
week.
You got it, man. Well, Sharky, y'all go out there and burn them down, and I'll talk to you Saturday morning. We'll see you, bud.
Have a blessed day, my friend.
We're going to do it.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, Michael. See you, buddy. All right. That's Captain Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. Now we're going to head over east and go to Hackberry, Louisiana, and talk to our favorite people over there, Hackberry Rod and Gun, Captain Kirk Stanzel. Hey, man, good morning.
Hey, Mickey. Good morning to you.
Well, how you been over there, bud? I see y'all catching some fish. Y'all still burning them down.
We are, man. We're catching. Man, I tell you, it hadn't been fishing. It's been catching.
Attaboy.
It's been real good. Yeah. You know, we finally got everything fixed up where we can go fishing now. So
yeah.
Fishing's real good. You know, it's typical fall fishing.
Good.
Yeah, and, you know, the water is not pretty. It's old nasty, you know, fresh water, you know, fresh looking water. But
I know that's what Bill Watkins was telling me. That Sabine River really poured into the back of Sabine Lake too.
Yeah, and it. But hey, you know, who cares what water looks like? It's fish bite.
No, that's true. You know, as long as it's running over the top and you got a good layer of salt on the bottom, them fish ain't going anywhere.
I don't think so, but it's. The artificial, I mean, they're hitting soft plastics just real good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, sometimes when I get in some birds or fishing them out of some of these drains, I have to fish it under, I'll fish a quarter ounce jig, and I'm throwing I always go blank on that color. I'm not kidding you. I go blank on the color. It's a. Golly, opening night, that's it.
Opening night. There you go.
With chartreuse tail, throwing that under a 2-inch popping cork, about 2 feet deep, and they are just wearing it out.
Eating it up.
Yep. And then, you know, the redfish, throw gulp if you want to throw artificial, or, you know, throw some shrimp. But we have one bait stand over here that has live shrimp. The Spicer's got wiped out. And The roof of Spicer's bait stand is sitting on top of their bait mats.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but the Hackberry Fish Camp, they have live bait. They're running and going, so people in the area. You know, and there hadn't been a lot of folks on the lake fishing. But, you know, when I'm going out there, I'll see maybe one or two other people fishing. It's mostly just guides out there fishing.
Yeah, probably most of you locals around there, they're too busy cleaning up or fixing stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the issue there. And Mickey, there's so much debris from, say, Grand Bayou, which is in the southeast corner of Big Lake, the Big Lake,
right.
all the way north on that east side of the lake. If somebody's going fishing, they need to be careful if they're going to be fishing that area of the lake. I mean, a lot of big stuff. And
run out deep and idle the shorelines, idle around.
That's it. That's right. And, you know, especially up there, you know, on that north part of the lake, it's people really like to wade fish there in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be I know there's a lot of tin, metal, and different stuff in the water up that way. So, you know, how dangerous that would be wading through there. So,
yep, not good.
No, no. Now, the Corvid Sears, before Delta hit, they were out marking stuff, you know, using their sonar and GPS
right.
marking stuff, and they were going to come and clean up, but they backed off, I guess, since Delta. But they'll get it cleaned up, and it may be, you know, winter or spring before they get it done.
Yeah, but they'll get it cleaned up. That's what they did over here after Ike. They I can't believe how good they cleaned our bay up. It's pretty awesome.
They do a good job. You know, they did the same thing here after Rita.
And they
did a heck of a job cleaning it up.
Well, I'm glad you boys are somewhat back to normal over there and catching fish and all that good stuff. But if somebody wants to come over, give them some info, because y'all got duck season coming up too, all that cast
right.
and blast and lodging and everything else. How do they get a hold of you, Kurt?
All right, toll-free, Mickey, 888-762-3391, and our website's HackberryRodGun, spell out and.com.
All right, Kirk. I'm glad you guys are doing better over there, and I'll stay in touch. Y'all have a good one, my friend.
Okay, Mickey. Thanks
All right,
for
buddy.
Talking
See you. All right, take care. All right, that's Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. That's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.